Hello, listeners, and welcome to the Winning Post Preview Podcast for the weekend of November 21. I'm Joel Marshall. Joining me to take a look at all the weekend's action is my Winning Post colleague, Carl Diorio. John Barker is having a well-earned rest for a couple of weeks. And Carl, well, the big action, certainly we've got action down here in Victoria at Ballarat. Obviously, the standalone meeting, 10 races, monster fields, Ballarat Cup, huge day there, of course. And with Darren Weir, no doubt, got a big team in and going to have a big day, of course, having won the Melbourne Cup this year. But the main racing is over in the West, where we have Super Saturday, including two Group 1s, the Winterbottom and the Railway. What are your thoughts?
Interesting fields. I mean, they're big fields, which is nice to see. I mean, they put up the big prize money, so you want to see nice representation and... both races worth $1 million, few interstate visitors. Maybe they would have expected a few more, but nonetheless, it's brought together an interesting mix.
Yeah, it does amaze me why more horses don't target, especially the WA Guineas, $500,000 race. I think it should be targeted a bit more maybe from Eastern State Raiders, but David Hayes and Tom Davenick have targeted it with He's Our Rocky. They dodged the Sandown Guineas last week. We will go through the Black Titan card at Ascot on Saturday, and I realise, Carl, you perhaps haven't had much of a look at all the races, but we can chime in for your thoughts on the big three. The first of the Black Titan races is the Jungle Mist Classic, race three. This is for the fillies and mares. This is a listed event, and I've gone for number four, Ideal Image, for Pike, Durant and Bob Peters. Pretty powerful team. Got them ahead of two, Shadell, who elects to run here. She hasn't been seen at her best this time in. Hasn't run poorly, but two runs where she hasn't won, which is below her normal standard, and they've scratched her out of the Winterbottom to take on this easier race. So hopefully she can try and bounce back. Seven, Meteoroid in for third, and one, Vampy Lass in for fourth. Race four is the Carbine Club of WA Stakes. This is a listed race over 1,400 metres. And we see the exciting type here in Neverland. You just never wanted to be on her last start at the short quote, but she just grew wings the last 100 and mowed them down. She's pretty promising. I think she's looking for further than 1,400, but hopefully her class can get her through. I think seven Resonates is the biggest threat. She's a very honest mare and is racing in good form. Nine Fashion Princess, fitter for the first up run, and three Dream Lifter in for fourth. Race five is the Placid Arc Stakes. This is a listed race for the three-year-olds. Pike, Williams and Peters combination here with Celebrity Dream, unbeaten from two starts, and she's going to be pretty hard to beat again. Put her on top of nine, Pewtery Jewel, five, Remember Berlin, and 12, Let It Slip. The first of the big ones is the Sky Racing WA Guineas. This is the Group 2 over the mile. As I said, Carl, He's Our Rocky has made the trip over for Hayes and Davenick, and look, you're just even forgetting the locals, he should be pretty hard to beat. You would have thought that run on Derby Day was outstanding. Of course, we weren't to know it at the time, but he was trying to do the impossible by swinging wide and trying to run on.
That's right, and he does look the a key player here, along with Acadia Dream, I should say, who does look the best of the locals, and she's quite a talented filly. And without knowing the local three-year-old form back to front, they do look the main two on paper, and I'd be surprised if the winner comes from outside those two, He's Our Rocky and Acadia Dream.
Yeah, well, I decided to make He's Our Rocky my best for the day. I think he has the right form, and I think he'll probably prove too good. The fillies are certainly the keys. Arcadia Dream and Blackwood filled the placings last week behind Perfect Reflection. It was just simply outstanding. 1,200 to a mile, off a setback and just blew them away. She doesn't back up here, so therefore Willie Pike rides Arcadia Dream. And look, she's no doubt going to be hard to beat. 13 Blackwood travelled like the winner last week but had no answer. She is good enough. I thought the other filly would be a chance, Showy Chloe, number 13. I've actually put her in for third. She's pretty handy and she's drawn nicely. And one London Line, perhaps the best of the local males, number one. So 5, 15, 13, 1 for me in the Guineas. Race 7 is the Crown Perth Winterbottom Stakes. This is $1 million race for the sprinters, and great to see Buffering head across. And no doubt he's going to start favourite and be pretty hard to beat. Hayes and Davenick have also sent across fast and rocking.
And that's the way I've gone, fast and rocking on top for me. I thought the win two starts go at Caulfield was excellent, and then really hit the line nicely in the Manikado, finishing fourth and beating home Buffering. I can see Buffering crossing to lead from barrier 10. There's a speed drawn to his outside. Fast and Rocking's probably just going to settle a little bit closer from barrier 3 than what he normally does. I do remember Michael Walker, though, saying that this horse is best ridden by just letting him find his feet. Hopefully he doesn't get too far back, because I'm hoping that he's within striking distance around the home turn. And under those circumstances, I think he can beat Buffering. And then it's a bit of a lineup thereafter. Waterman's Bay in for third. And just one of the odds I don't mind is the one of Craig Williams' horse, first up from a spell, drawn wide, Sujet. I think it's got a nice little bit of ability, Simon Miller trains, and it won first up last campaign in good style.
I think he may have won this day last year or 2 years ago. I remember Douglas White riding him. When did he go over and ride in the rail?
A couple of years ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah, and to aim a horse first up in a Group 1, it's pretty audacious. The barrier.
Yeah, they would have hoped for a bit of barrier.
Yeah, exactly. That's the only turn off of mine, but always thought this horse, along with Rommel, could run a nice race, but Rommel's probably looking for a touch further.
All right, well, I've been a huge fan of Lucky Street right from day one. He should have won his first start and then went on to win his next four, I think it was. He was the best two-year-old in Perth. He'd come back, he blew the start first up, he ran really well second up, just got run down by Silverstream, and then he was much too good for easier opposition last start. This is a huge test, and $8.50 is under the odds, but I'll stick with him and I'll have a little something on him. Buffering, certainly very hard to beat, and I think you could have got $5.50 a couple of weeks ago, and I guess the trip was up in the air, but he'll start a bit shorter than that. 17 Silverstream, now that he's got a run, Damien Oliver to ride, has to go in. Willie Pike did choose Shining Knight, the stable mate, but I'll go Silverstream, and I'll put 13 Magnificio, the classy mare, drawn wide, but she'll come steaming home late. 16-1, 17-13, race 8 is the James Bogues Premium Railway Stakes. This, of course, is the feature. $1 million up for grabs. Group 1 over the mile. And we've got the 15 runners. And the Eastern Raiders are Messine for Team Hawks and Good Project for Chris Waller. Mr. Utopia, of course, has been racing in Melbourne, but he's back home in the West with Stephen Wolfe.
Gone with number 10, Good Project. I really liked the last start effort on Melbourne Cup Day over 1,400 metres. Got back in a very fast run race, won by Melaguerra. They ran 121.69 for the 1,400, and Good Project behind an all the way leader made up really nice ground. Think it's the way to go in a pretty open railway. From 3 Delicacy, who was placed first up, draws wide, draws the outside barrier here, but Delicacy no doubt will be improved fitness wise off that first up run, where some may say that she was a little bit disappointing, but you know, I think fitness wise she'll improve, and 1 kilo off the minimum, she certainly looks well in at her best. For third, I've put in that number 1 Blackheart Bart, who's got the picket fence this campaign, and for fourth I've thrown in number 5 Real Love.
Yeah, well, I've gone for a real roughie here in 15 Tower of Lonro for Adam Durant and Peter Hall, wasting hard to maintain the ride. He's had the two runs back. He hit the line well after being held up last start. He's been carrying huge weights of late, drops right down to 53. And it's a similar sort of profile to Mr. Moe, who won for the stable a couple of years ago. Obviously, he went into the race first up. It was just a great training effort by Adam Durant. This horse has had the two runs, but they had similar winter campaigns. They both strung wins together, coming through the ranks with big weights, and both had very similar form lines. Tower of Honor, as I said, he's had the two runs this time in, and he won't know himself with that weight. I can just easily have something on him at big odds, around 40-1. 3 Delicacy, top class, certainly going to improve off of that first up run. Got to respect that Pike has chosen her over Real Love. Real Love I'll throw in for third, and Good Project in for fourth. 15, 3, 5, 10. The last is the Tattersall's Cup, listed race over 2,100, and I've gone for 14, Who's to Blame, to beat 3, Rebel Sun, 5, Young Lionel, and 12, Racing Dubai. He's Our Rocky is my best, and Tower of Lonro is my value for Ascot on Saturday. Sportsbet Ballarat has mentioned earlier they have their big standalone meeting in Victoria, and just the one meeting for the day in Victoria. Cranbourne have a night meeting, but Ballarat, huge fields, plenty of prize money up for grabs. And the feature, or the only black tight race on the card, is the Ballarat Cup, listed event over 2200, race 8. Carl, interesting race. A few of these have been through the carnival, and a few, a handful of them are perhaps on the way up. Moogerdale trying to go back to back in the race. What have you come up with?
I've gone with number 12, Sismo, here on top. It draws the outside barrier, but I'm not too concerned. Sismo should settle in the second half of the field. There is perhaps there are a few horses that will go forward, but for a cup race, it might not be totally breakneck speed up front, but it should be nice even tempo. They'll allow Sismo to get home over the top. I thought the last start, the two starts ago, was very good, running the second strongest 600 when actually was the strongest last 600 when second behind our Voodoo Prince Mooney Valley on Cox Plate Eve. And then last time with the 61 kilos, just looked like it was going to battle out the finish, and at the 300 just got knocked over. Finished fourth, was only beaten two lengths. I thought the run had plenty of merit, conceding all runners weight. Now is on the minimum with 54, and just looks ideally placed, and will get every chance to run out a strong 2200. So got it on top from 16 Ungrateful Alan, third number 5 Axar, and fourth number 2 Index Linked.
Very similar numbers. I don't have Sismo, but I'll go for Ponderosa Miss for a bit of value. She's just completely ridden upside down at Flemington. The Matriarch, she never sits that handy, and she was wide and just had no hope really in the run. I expect her to settle further back, and I think at her best, she's a bit of an each-way chance. Got her a tet of 5 Axar, 16 Ungrateful Alan, and 2 Index Linked. What about for the rest of the program, Carl? We've got a couple of $100,000 races, Eureka Stockade and the Magic Millions Classic, and also the Magic Millions two-year-old Clockwise Classic, which is worth $200,000. It's an interesting program. What have you come up with?
Well, finding a winner won't be easy because they're big fields, they're competitive, evenly matched sort of affairs. Well, for a best bet, I would go race 9, number 10, Profit Share. Fitter for the two runs this campaign, does draw wide but should slot in somewhere. Has enough ability to win this contest, has been aimed at this race a long way in advance, and has a tendency the race to touch keen, which probably prevents him from getting over further. But I think Profit Share in the big field can get the job done, but not with any real great confidence. The value bet is race 7, number 12, which is Boundary. I thought the first up run at Mornington was that of a coming winner, but this 3 and 4 year old Magic Millions Classic, it's quite strong. The dogs were barking. Number 7, Our Catch, is being a really good track workhorse at the moment. And then Wild Rain is tearing up the track and was sensational over the Melbourne Cup Carnival, leaving the inside division by about 10 lengths. So, very hard race, but maybe on an each-way basis have something on Boundary. But great racing all day, and if you can find two winners, I think you'll finish well and truly ahead for the day.
Yeah, well, that Magic Millions Classic, I thought Nordic Empire might be hard to beat. First run back as a gelding. Mert the Flirt's an interesting runner. He won this race last year on debut. That was when it was just for the three-year-olds, open to four-year-olds this year. And the two-year-old race, did we find anything for the two-year-old race? Not really keen on anything, to be perfectly honest. Haven't really seen much of the vision of the Ballarat Clockwise jump outs. You'd have to think Gay's horse would be hard to beat, wouldn't you? Trialled in Sydney pretty well, number 6 Preferito, but yeah, as I said, I'm not really keen to step into anything.
No, barriers are so important in this 2-year-old Clockwise Classic. It seems quite a hard place to make grounds away from the rail when you're running against the camber. I thought Bring Me the Bling and Preferito were the two standouts just based on the barriers and what they've shown to date, and the market's found them, so I don't think there's any value to be had in that race.
All right, my best was Society Man up against Profit Share in race 9, number 14. It's only second prep with Daniel Bowman. Both of his runs this time have been good, and I think the step up to 1400 looks a positive for him. And my value is in the last, number 16, Sang Choi Bao. Plenty of pace in this race, which should suit him. He gets back, and he's going to need a bit of luck, obviously. Needs a few things to go his way, but I think he's worth a look at each way odds. Moving across to Rose Hill Gardens on Saturday, where we have a 9-race program, and not sure what the day's officially known as, but certainly plenty of tributes towards Jim Cassidy, certainly amongst the race names anyway. So no doubt it'll be a big day out at Rose Hill. Carl, there are no black type races, but what were your best and value for the meeting?
Yeah, last two races. I'm keen on race 8, number 10, 50 Shades of Grey. I tipped it last week as my best of the day and was particularly keen with the rain-affected surface, and just got held up before the turn and finished third. I walked away thinking that, no knock on the rider Jessica Taylor, but I just felt that, you know, sometimes when you put a 3 kilo claiming apprentice on and it gets down low in the weights, you can think it's just over the line, but then you forget that perhaps, I guess, when you put on a 3 kilo claiming apprentice, you open yourself up for bad luck. And I was keen to follow 50 Shades of Grey with a senior rider on next time out, and lo and behold, 7 days later, on the quick backup, Jay McDonald aboard, and gee, there's probably no better rider in form right at the minute. So got to butter up with 50 Shades of Grey. And the value bet, the last, race 9, number 12, Thermogenic, quite a nice horse, a horse that I've got plenty of time for. First up from a spell, in with its third stable now, started its career with Danny O'Brien, then went to Philip Stokes. Still the same owners, it's now with Gerald Ryan. It's, as I said, first up over 1,500. Two recent trials have been excellent. First trial, it wasn't knocked around, got to the line nicely. Second trial was just pushed out the last 100 and responded to the riding. Brendan Abdullah, the stable rider, is on the horse after partnering the horse in its most recent trial by memory. And 16-1, I think it's a great price. And a pretty good card, the racing at Rose Hill.
Yes, I also went for Thermogenic, and yeah, like you, probably surprised with the price that he's come up, but my best is Sabrina, race 5, number 4. I've been following her just without sort of launching, but waiting for her to get in the right race. I think this is the right race. I know she's a mare and got a bit of weight, 59 kilos, which is a bit of a worry, but she's been looking for the distance. She's had a bit of a stop-start prep, didn't have much luck her first two, had 6 weeks off. The return run was good, and the last run was good too. Canterbury in the small field where the tempo wasn't really to her favour, but up to 1900 she gets her chance. And my value was La Speciale, race 7, number 13. Really good first up run. Fitter for that, she's shown plenty of promise, and I think she'll be pretty hard to beat. Well found in early markets. Saw about $6. I don't know if there's any better out there, but I think you can probably wait and probably get a bit better on the day for her. Morfettville on Saturday, Morfettville Parks. Carl, I have not done the form for this meeting, but you have, and what have we found at Morfettville?
You haven't done the form for the meeting, and you're not missing out on much by the sounds of it, or by the looks of it, I should say, because it's probably not the most sensational Adelaide Saturday meeting we've seen. My best is race 4, number 6, Warpoint, that is also entered for Moonee Valley on Friday night over 2,000 metres, so it might not show up here, but if it does, I think it'll be awfully hard to beat. He's just a tough, gritty on-pacer who just gives his all at every start he has. Lacks a turn of foot, but he'll just keep battling away. And the value bet comes up in the last, race 8, number 9, Violet to Blue. Around about the $7 mark at the moment, but it will tighten up should Mr. Liberty, the favourite, decide to run in the first race at Ballarat instead of the last at Morfettville. Recent trial was really nice from Violet to Blue, and just, you know, I'm hopeful that Mr. Liberty's there, because I want the price, and I think it can perhaps knock off Mr. Liberty. I know Mr. Liberty's carried bar plates of late and has had a few feet issues. It survived a colic scare. It's had a few health issues, Mr. Liberty, and I'm not really willing to dive into the short odds, so I'm just trying to find something to beat it.
All right, Doomben on Saturday, as we build towards their summer carnival, and of course the Magic Millions Carnival in January, and we've got a pair of black type races on the card on Saturday. This is a Tattersall's meeting. The first of the black type races for the fillies and mares, the Arcade Classic, a listed event over 1,200 metres. I've gone for 2 Golden Falls to win here. She's a pretty talented mare, this. She went to Sydney and got the job done at the end of her last campaign. Obviously, the query here is where she is at. Obviously, she's going to have improvement in her, and she's going to need a little bit of luck from the inside gate for a get-back mare. And the Sydney horses do have fitness on their side, and the Sydney mares usually hold up pretty well. In Brisbane, I speak of 4 Fine Mist and 11 Frill Seeking. I'd be surprised if the winner came outside those 3. I went 2, 4, 11, and I threw in number 6, Rose Net, for 4. Race 7 is the Tattersall's Recognition Stakes. This is a listed event over the 1600 metres, and I've gone for 8, Traveston Girl, who, look, she raced a bit keenly at Flemington when she came down here for Cup Week. She's back to Brisbane. She's just going to have to pace herself a little bit better to run the mile. Of course, she was Group 1 placed over the mile in the spring last year. Doombin suits her style, though, and I think she'll be hard to beat. 2, Darcy Be Good, really good miler. He can improve sharply second up. 1, Jumbo Prince for 3rd, and 9, Blue Lion for 4th. Carl, did we have any thoughts on the stakes races at Doombin?
No thoughts at Doombin. I've treated it with contempt, just like you have in Adelaide.
All right, fair enough. My best at Doombin is Prince Matehead, which is race 8, number 7. New South Wales Train Galloper was scratched from Canterbury midweek to come here. A lot of the fancies in this race are drawn wide. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a few scratchings, so maybe just hold off on taking any odds for Prince Matehead, but I think it'd be hard to beat. And my value is in the two-year-old race, Our Cinderella, race 2, number 13. Missed the start, got back and ran on well in her trial, and she did just that on debut at Toowoomba over the short trip. Out to 1110 is going to suit. Just like to see her jump a bit better. Barrier 3, so she's drawn nicely, and I think it's a pretty winnable affair. She's going to be good odds, number 13, Our Cinderella, in race 2. Across the ditch on Saturday in New Zealand, we race at Avondale and at Awapuni. Avondale, really good program. We have 4 black type races on the card, including the Group 2 Auckland Breeders Stakes, where I like Sports Illustrated. Outside barrier, no spoil for her, but she'll be hard to beat if she gets a bit of luck. And the Group 3 Counties Cup is where my best bet lines up, and that is Farm Boy, race 8, number 2. He's been tackling weight for age contest this time in. He had a good summer campaign last year when he got into these cup races, and he's well in here with 55 kilos. I think he's ready to win. I made my value at Avondale Astrolabe, race 2, number 4. Was tracking nicely until last start at Ellerslie, where just never saw the rail. It was 4 and 5 wide. Was beaten a long way and dropped out quickly. I'm just hoping that wide run hasn't flattened him too much, but he can bounce back. Awapuni, my best is, just trying to find it, my best is Strata Lady, race 1, number 4. Probably going to be pretty short, but should get the punters off to a good start. And my value is a first starter, race 3, number 11, Kate the Great. 2 trials have been really, really good this time in. Lisa Latter trains, and I think she'll be pretty hard to beat on debut. That just takes us out for Saturday. We have Moonee Valley on Friday night, and I'll bring you in here, Carl, because you've done all the form for best bets this week for Moonee Valley, and what have we come up with?
The last 2 races, quite keen on a couple from the Darren Weir stable. Race 9, race 8, number 10, I should say. Race 8, number 10, Waxing. On an each-way basis. Didn't do much first up when making his debut for Darren Weir, but I really like the way it closed off last time in finishing 6th. I think the rise to 2,040 metres is ideal. I know there's a lot of talk about the rail being out 5 metres and it tends to play the leaders, but hopefully over the 2,040 metres that perceived pattern isn't as prevalent. And the last race, race 9, number 4, Kiwi Kate. Won nicely at the Chuka, beat 6 other horses in that race with the blinkers on first time, and then last start started a $4 favourite, got back, was pushed wide before the home turn, and never really was a winning hope after that, but did run on the last 200 quite nicely from barrier 5, might just get a better run through the field and can be dangerous late.
Yeah, Spanish Love, I like a little bit. Race 3, number 3, interesting. She goes from 2,000 to 3,000. That's a bit of a query, but she's a nice one. I thought she ran well in the Matriarch at big odds. And yes, Waxing, I'm all over that as well. So
Spanish Love, that's the only concern. I actually was going to make it one of the better bets in the program in the 2,000 metre race that she was also nominated for. But
she can't step up.
Yeah, it's really strange, but only Lucia Valentina, who's a Group 1 winner, and Casino Dancer, who then came out and won the Eclipse, had a faster last 200 in the Matriarch. So, you know, if she can run the trip, she'll beat them.
Yeah, if she hadn't spent the whole sort of straight going sideways trying to get to the outside lane, it may have been a bit better for her and her backers at the massive odds. But
sounds like you were one of them.
Yes, I certainly was. Waxing as well, yeah, you found that, and I had a little something on him last start, and I thought, yep, you're right for next start, and I think he will be. Sunday, we have the Country Cup Circuit continuing on at Kilmore. Carl, what do you like in the Kilmore Cup?
Well, I don't mind Longrigan, but I must be wrong because all three tipsters in the winning post, Paul Richards has gone Majestic Duke as his value, and Daniel Borg and Joel Marshall have gone Majestic Duke as their best bet. So you probably should be telling me why Majestic Duke is going to win this provincial plate winner last campaign over the mile.
Yeah, he had good form last time in over the mile, and his two runs back have been pretty good. That second up run was excellent behind the good mare Tycoon Tara. And yeah, I think he looks ready to win. I do have Longer on in my picks, do I not? Yes, I do, in for third. I put Evangelist in for second. Of course, won the Sale Cup, goes up a bit in weight, up 4.5 kilos. I suppose that's the little bit of a query. And he really was targeted at that race first up, so whether or not he can repeat is the query with him. And I put Rhythm Despair in for fourth.
And that Tycoon Tara race that you touched on with Majestic Duke dictated outside the lead, and anything that really made ground in that race, it was a slowly run race early, anything that made ground, you go give an extra tip.
Yeah, and it's certainly up to 1600 looks really ideal for him. All right, listeners, well, that just about takes us out. Don't forget to pick up your winning post this week. Of course, all the usual stuff, all the news, and all the form for Friday through till Monday. And Carl, before we go, we better get a $20 bet from you.
Yeah, race 9, number 12, Thermogenic. 10 each way or 20 the win, depending on how you feel, but I think he's going to run a big race first up at Rosehill.
All right, well, Perth is where the action is on Saturday, so why not chuck our 20 on a bit of a roughie in the feature, the Railway Stakes Tower of Longroad. I think it'll give you a good run for your money at the big price. Hopefully we found you a few winners. Good luck if you're having a play, and we will join you next week on the Preview Podcast.